Anya welcomed the fresh air of Iga as she and Ken disembarked at the main city of Ueno. The station wasn't crowded, and they were able to find a cab easily. As they slid in, Ken gave the driver some quick directions, and they were off.
We've had company with us since we left Ueno Shi.
Are you certain?
Absolutely.
Who are they?
I'm not sure. It's a couple, though. A man and a woman, both Japanese.
So, do we ambush them or what?
Hardly. That would be counterproductive to what we're trying to achieve.
But...
The best course of action is to get as far away from them as possible. We'll be getting off soon, and we're going to be spending the better part of an hour losing them.
And if we manage that, you think they'll freak out when they can't find us?
Absolutely. I don't think they know where we're headed. Otherwise, they would have moved on us already.
You think it's the Yakuza?
No. I think these are your friends, not mine.
The ones who broke into my hotel room.
Presumably.
Wonderful.
You didn't really expect them to give you the freedom they promised, did you? They'd be fools if they did.
I don't know what I expected.
They need to keep tabs on you. This is how they'll do so. And they must be quite committed to the hunt, since I've been doing little things throughout our trip to discourage potential tagalongs.
Maybe they're good at this.
I don't doubt it. Karuma wo taishi shinasai. Arigato gozaimasu. Let's go. There are a couple of stores around here that we can pass through and keep them off our trail. And there are several small inns located a few miles from here. Any one of them will make a good place to hole up before we get started tomorrow morning.
What about gear?
There's a store on the way I know about.
Will they know about it too?
I doubt it. This isn't a store that advertises itself.
The door was built of solid sheet metal and rusted through in the lower section. Flakes of it lay scattered about the ground. Next to the door was a single buzzer, which Ken pushed.
Now what?
We wait, of course.
Anya glanced around the neighborhood. Waiting didn't seem to be a very wise idea. They were on the back side of Ueno, tucked down a side alley lined with topless bars and pachinko parlors. Already, Anya had felt the eyes of scores of thugs checking her out.
Seems a little odd that we're hanging out in this part of town. If we're trying to avoid the Yakuza, then playing in their neighborhood seems a bit silly.
The Onagawa Gumi doesn't control Iga. We're as safe as we can possibly be, given the environment.
Wonderful. Are we waiting on someone to come down and open this, or what?
Yes. Ah, here he is.
What do you want?
It's me, Jiro.
Ken-san?
Hi.
Oh, wow. Sorry, dude. I thought you were one of those drunks from down the way. They're always taking pot shots at my door. One of them ruined the rust I've been cultivating. You see that shit?
Could we maybe think about coming in? We still got to find rooms for tonight after we get what we need from you.
Jiro backed away from the door, and Anya could see him for the first time. He looked all of about 20 years old, with short, bristly, jet-black hair sticking out at all angles from his scalp. He was dressed in black jeans and a gray sweatshirt.
Sorry it took me a bit to get downstairs. Got the tunes cranking upstairs. I'm Jiro.
Anya.
Ken-san. Kanojo Hatsui, Kanojo Madase Yuko Sararuka?
That'll be enough.
Oh, well. This way, folks. Sorry about the general air of things.
You enjoy the smell of mold?
And the other tenants just haven't kept this place clean. Here's the elevator. Everybody in. Next stop, the store.
The elevator struggled and shook as it climbed to the upper level. At last, Anya made out ambient light spilling out of the rooms upstairs.
Welcome!
Anya stepped out and was met with stacks upon stacks of crates and boxes, all with lettering in a variety of languages.
What is this place?
Wow, you've been doing well for yourself, Jiro.
Yeah, business is pretty decent. Oh, hold on. Sorry, I wasn't expecting anyone tonight.
Didn't you tell me once that all of your customers drop by unannounced?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, here we are, and we need stuff.
Are you going to answer my question?
Well, it's his place. He should explain.
I'm a bit of a collector. Other people rip stuff off, and I take it in and resell it. I'm a distributor of sorts.
So you're a fence. You traffic in stolen goods.
Well, you make it sound so dirty.
It's illegal.
Man, just when I thought Ken might have scored himself a really cool babe. Yeah, it's stolen, but so what? I'm just taking a small piece of the pie away from the big corporate suckholes who profit endlessly from cheap labor and tax breaks. They're the bigger thieves.
And Jiro doesn't actually steal the stuff himself. He just sells it at a bit of a profit.
You're defending this?
Sure.
I find that interesting, given everything we've talked about in relation to good versus evil.
I told you I used the Yakuza for their connections. I told you I paid them a decent sum of money for their help. And they are as illegal as they come. Why are you so shocked that I would use other illegal channels to achieve my goals?
I just thought that you might steer away from this stuff.
It's a little different here than back stateside, Anya. Sometimes things are intertwined in such a way that it's almost impossible to separate them. And I happen to supply lots of people from a pretty broad spectrum.
And we certainly need his help.
We do.
You know of any other stores in Ueno that are going to carry what we need?
No.
Neither do I. And besides, I always believe in trying to throw a few bucks to my friends if I can manage it.
Just a few? I would have left the door locked if I'd known you weren't going to make it worth my time.
We need stuff for hiking and camping in the mountains.
Which mountains?
The ones around here.
Hey, my man, you never know what people are going to ask for. Had a guy in here last month going to Kathmandu looking for some serious gear to handle the big stuff. How am I supposed to know what your plans are?
All right, just get us outfitted, will you? And try to make it compact. We don't need the five-star treatment, just the bare necessities.
Well, that's no fun. Wait here. How's the training going, anyway?
Well, how about yours?
Finally got my shodan.
Congratulations.
Black belt. What style?
Judo.
Jiro's been training for almost 12 years now.
It's taken him that long to get his black belt?
Judo training here in Japan is very austere. They promote very slowly to discourage rank hounds from even signing up. But Jiro is quite accomplished at what he does. I've seen him take down men twice his size on the street without batting an eye.
Here they are. These backpacks will do you good. The ripstop nylon will repel rain and keep the contents dry. They're both large enough to fit a change of clothes and provisions, along with some rope.
Seems decent enough.
They're made in Egypt. Cheap knockoffs, but just as good, quality-wise. I wouldn't try to pass them off as L.L. Bean goods, but I don't think that's on your agenda anyway. Am I right?
Yes.
Hold up. I think I got some good food for you in the next room.
You've known each other for a long time?
About 10 years. Jiro supplies me whenever I go abroad. I met him when he was a pickpocket in Kyoto, eking out a living, stealing wallets from tourists. I encouraged him to think a little bigger.
And you got him into stolen goods?
You have to admit it's a step up.
I guess.
Over the next 20 minutes, Jiro helped them pack for the mountains. He gave them cans of ravioli, sweaters, cargo pants, parkas, and an assortment of camping accessories. Jiro finished up their haul by giving them sleeping bags and a hunting knife each.
There you go. Now the fun stuff really begins.
Fun stuff?
That's what Jiro says when it's time to figure out how much I owe him.
Rogue Angel is continued on the next CD.